Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Nobin Pradhan. Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan campaign is not merely a government scheme, but a public movement providing valuable information to farmers. Interacting with legislators from various states virtually yesterday, he said training programs will be focused on lower costs, higher yields, sustainable agriculture and profitable farming. Mr. Chauhan noted that the core mantra is one nation, one agriculture, one team, and shared that 2,170 teams have so far conducted 4,416 visits across over 7,000 villages. In a significant political development, all seven legislators of the Nationalist Congress Party NCP in Nagaland have merged with the ruling Nationalist Democratic Progressive Party NDPP. Making the announcement last evening, Parliamentary Affairs Minister K.G. Kenia said the move boosts the NDPP's strength to 32 in the 60-member assembly.
The NCP party is the third largest group with seven members in the state assembly, 14 now. So this evening, they have submitted their merger application to the Honorable Speaker. The Speaker has been kind enough and have formally accepted their submission for full-time merger with the NDPP party.
Mr. Kenia said the move aligns the legislators with a state-centric party better suited to address local issues, citing constraints within the NCP's national structure for the shift. He ruled out any immediate change in seat-sharing arrangements with coalition partners. On potential cabinet reshuffles, Mr. Kenia maintained that the prerogative lies with the chief minister. Speaker of the Nagaland Legislative Assembly, NLA, Sharingan Longkumar, has passed an official order approving the merger of the seven NCP legislators with the NDPP. The NCP legislators are Namrin Chang, Pictor Shohe, Y. Monbemo Humzoi, Y. Mankhao Konyak, A. Pongshi Phom, P. Longan and S. Toiho Yepto. In the order, the Speaker noted that constitutional requirement for a valid merger mandates consent of at least two-thirds of the legislative party's members. As 100% of the NCP have agreed to the merger and the NDTP has accepted it, the Speaker declared the merger valid and effective from May 31. In Mokokchung district, a Tiranga Yatra was held yesterday to celebrate the spirit of national unity and honor the sacrifices of the Indian Armed Forces. Speaking on the occasion, Advisor for Information and Public Relations Imkong Elim Chen condemned the terror attack in Pahalgam and lauded India's response through Operation Sindoor, calling it a reflection of the nation's strength and unity.
The security forces of the nation have shown their presence to the nation as well as beyond, that India can perform, that India can defend, that India can hit back seriously. And in the India as a nation, we will not allow ourselves to be intimidated.
Mr. Imchin also paid tributes to the armed forces for their dedication in safeguarding the country. The yatra commenced from Imkong Meran Sports Complex and concluded at Main Police Point with participation from ex-servicemen, security personnel, students and civilians who marched with slogans, banners and the national flag. As a run-up to the International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day we explore a new aspect of yoga to help energize your body, calm your mind and uplift your spirit. This morning we will learn about pranayama. Pranayama consists of developing awareness of one's breathing followed by willful regulation of respiration. It helps in developing awareness of one's mind and helps to establish control over the mind. This is done by developing awareness of the flow of in-breathe and out-breathe through nostrils, mouth and other body openings, its internal and external pathways and destinations. We will know more about on Pratyahara Sadhana in our next series. And the northeastern states have been hit hard by rainfall disrupting normal life in the past 2 days. Heavy rain-induced landslides, house collapse and drowning claimed at least 27 lives in the past 24 hours. Out of the victims, 9 died in Arunachal Pradesh, 6 in Meghalaya, 5 each in Assam and Mizoram, and 1 each in Tripura and Nagaland. Due to the rains and landslides, road communications were severely affected in many areas. The India Meteorological Department has forecast heavy to very heavy rainfall over the northeast region till Monday. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.